I'm John Branion, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce. Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." John 6:61. Somebody suggested that spirituality does not require belief in spirits. I couldn't fathom the desire to be spiritual without spirits. It's like being vegetarian without vegetables. So I assumed it was safe to file the suggestion under obscure atheist nitwittery. Then I stumbled across an article written by Sam Harris, and it forced me to file the suggestion under published atheist nitwittery. Here's the quote from Sam Harris. "Spirituality is a name for all of the deliberate efforts people can make to cut through the illusion of the self, the illusion that there is a thinker in addition to the thoughts, or an ego, as it is often called. Self-transcendence is the foundation of what I am calling spirituality." And I need to ask, why is it important to call this spirituality? There are many other appropriate terms, like cuckoo and crackpot and loopy. On the surface, it seems incoherent, but dig a little deeper and it reveals that it is, in fact, absurd. If the self is an illusion, then what is experiencing this illusion? And how does an illusion transcend itself? It's possible I'll be joined by some godless allies in mocking anti-spirit spiritualism. This came from the article as well. "I know for a fact that many atheists are put off by Sam Harris's word choices, like spirituality or transcendent. God forbid the atheists be put off by word choices. There seems to be some disagreement about the specifics of non-belief. Atheist 1, we don't believe in gods. Atheist 2, that's right. And we don't believe in supernatural stuff. Atheist 1, that's right, we don't believe in transcendent reality. Wait a minute, yeah we do. Well, what do you mean by transcendent? You know, stuff that transcends the self. We don't believe in the self. Yeah we do, I don't. Well, do you believe that Christians suck? Hell yeah. Meeting adjourned, let's go write a blog." I don't blame anyone for pursuing spirituality. In fact, spirituality is inevitable. But I'm astonished by the work that people put into denying their spiritual leanings. Like farmers insisting that they don't need rain